next?
Go,
let's go with that redo.
Okay, Brody, go ahead, give it a try. Here, honey.
Come on, Brody, it's first time.
I got one.
No, I have one.
Just focus eye down on the ball.
You want to take a practice swing, so back up and make contact. The whole idea is make the swing back, keep your eye on the ball, and throw.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and I'm standing here at the Schenley Park Golf Course with a marvelous view for an event that the United States Golf Association is putting on called Play 9. It has to do with the fact that many people are interested in playing golf but simply don't have the time to golf for 18 holes, so thus the Play 9 event came into existence. And here to explain more about it for us is Allison Vardabedian. She's the Assistant Director of Brand Marketing for the USGA. Allison, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much for having us.
Explain the idea behind Play 9.
Sure. So Play 9 is really an initiative. It started in 2014, and it's really what you said. It's about fitting golf into busier lifestyles. So it's giving people a way to get out there, to play golf, to have some fun, and not feel discouraged when they can't get out to play 18.
Is there a concern on the part of the USGA or people who are trying to grow the game of golf or keep up the growth of the game of golf that the length of time it takes to play golf is discouraging people, and that less and less people just in this day and age are playing golf?
You know, I think it's less about that, but more about just the fact that we want people to play more golf. So we want it to be less intimidating. We want it to be welcoming. We want it to, you know, at the end of the day, if you either have a choice of not playing golf at all or playing nine, we'd rather you come out and play nine.
How much of it is about having a good time? I'm sure that's part of it, but how much of it also is about finding the next Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson or Laura Baugh?
You know, obviously we're always looking for that, but at the end of the day for us, it's really about just getting people out to play the game, introducing people to the game, getting people who already love the game to be able to play more, and we just want them to get out there and play golf.
And how did you get started playing golf?
So I grew up in a family of golfers, so I have grandparents that play, I have parents that play, and it was sort of inevitable that that was what we were going to do.
What happens if you're in a family that doesn't have a history of playing golf and that, you know, can't fathom the idea of spending a certain amount of dollars of expendable income on on golf clubs and equipment and tee times and all of that kind of thing, and lessons and all the things that go with trying to learn to play the game of golf?
Yeah. I mean, I think the Play 9 initiative is one of those that is actually trying to combat that. You know, nine holes is, you know, traditionally it is less money. It does take less time. It takes a little bit fewer resources. One of the things that we do is we have some great partnerships around, specifically here, we have a partnership with the First Tee, where, you know, again, we're using golf as a mechanism to grow youth in the game, but also just to focus on youth development. So, you know, again, hoping that there's just alternatives for getting people into the game at a level that they can, you know, that fits for their lifestyle.
And we're seeing a number of younger people out here. Is that something that you're encouraged to see?
You know, absolutely. I think it's exciting. You know, this is, Bob O'Connor is the home of the First Tee in Pittsburgh. So we have a great partnership here. We've got a lot of kids who are actually out here today, which I'm excited about. And, you know, we're going to pair them up with some adults, get them out there. They may teach the adults may teach them, and hopefully have some fun.
How much of this is about getting away from the stereotype of the country club golfer? We, you know, we all have the image of that guy with the garish shirts and golf shirts and knickers and that kind of thing. How much of it is about maybe encouraging people to play so that the image of what the golfer is maybe a little more diverse?
You know, I think that's a part of it. I think obviously as we hope that golf continues to grow, I think we hope that it extends into audiences that may not have traditionally played the game, because it's a great game, you know, and it's a game that those of us that play, you know, we all love it, and we just want other people to you know, love the same game.
Allison Vardabedian, Assistant Director of Brand Marketing for the USGA. Thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks so much for having me. Hope you had fun.
Line your feet. No, you are headed for the tree. Remember I say open up your feet to the...
Back.
Bring it in.
Is that better?
A little bit. Ooh. Nice shot, Caroline.
You got it through there. You got it through
yep.
there.
Yep, good yardage. She's been playing since she was two. Oh
my God.
Wow. She's a baby. She's diapers on.
I'm scared. I usually coach this. I usually do not. I think you're better at coaching. That's pretty rude.
Thanks, honey.
Here,
Make sure you watch
just steady stream
shot.
Of one-liners.
Mom, make sure you about more, whatever.
And I'm now with Pittsburgh City Councilman Corey O'Connor. His father, Bob O'Connor, is whom this golf course is named after. Corey is also an avid golfer. First of all, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me again. Yeah.
Explain what this event is all about.
So obviously the U.S. Open's coming in a month, so it's great for the USGA to select a course in the city of Pittsburgh. Obviously this is the only one within city limits, but it's also about promoting the First Tee. The First Tee is one of our gem organizations in the city. It brings kids together not just to talk about golf skills, but also life skills. I've been a proud member for a number of years of the board. I actually started as a kid in the First Tee teaching kids. So it really is a great program to bring kids together for a good cause.
And how did you end up picking up the game of golf?
So it's funny, one of my neighbors tried out for the golf team at Central, a family friend. My dad never golfed. He never liked it.
Really?
It was funny, yeah. So he didn't like it when he started. And I'm left-handed, so I had to start right-handed because when I was nine, they didn't have any lefty clubs. So then I finally got a lefty set and just went crazy. And then my dad got really into it. Obviously, the course is named after him. And he thought it was a great experience for us just to bond and play. And he would come to my matches at Central. He would come watch me play in the city championship. And we would just come up and chip and putt a couple holes every night after work. And he just loved the game.
You mentioned when you started out, you had to golf right-handed, even though you're a lefty, because they didn't have lefty clubs. How many more opportunities, especially when you consider an event like the one we're attending now, the Play 9 event, how many more opportunities are there for kids who may not come from a family that plays golf to get involved with the game if they happen to watch it on TV and decide that they like it?
Yeah, from when I started till now, there's so many opportunities. The First Tee does a great job in providing kids with clubs. You know, a lot of people donate old clubs, and I encourage more and more people to donate not just clubs but golf balls. There's always kids looking out there for an opportunity to get involved in the game, and with, you know, Tiger Woods, Jordan Spieth, everybody putting it on a national level now, it really, or worldwide level with Rory McIlroy, it really has brought golf into, you know, the mainstream even more. And I think with programs like the First Tee that not only bring kids here, but they also go into the schools. So kids are learning about golf in their classrooms nowadays, which is great because now somebody, like you said, saw it on TV. Now with the First Tee promoting it, they have the opportunity to have their own set and go out and play. And I love that they play the Bob O'Connor Golf Course, which makes it even better because you're bringing youth from the city of Pittsburgh out here to learn and also play a great game. It's not a real long golf course, but it makes you hit it straight, and you have to get up and in on a number of holes because the greens are very small. And another hidden gem is the beautiful view right behind us. There's not many golf courses in the world that will have a view of downtown Pittsburgh or a number of city neighborhoods like we do at Schenley Park.
From where we're standing, I can see the U.S. Steel Building, and I can see the top of the Cathedral of Learning. So you're right, it's very, very picturesque. Corey O'Connor, Pittsburgh City Councilman, his father, the former mayor of Pittsburgh, Bob O'Connor. This is the Bob O'Connor Golf Course, and so it's exciting to be here. Thank you again for joining us, Corey.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to you from the Bob O'Connor Golf Course in Schenley Park about the USGA's Play 9 initiative, encouraging even the busiest of people to take some time and enjoy the game of golf. In addition to Allison Vardabedian and Councilman Corey O'Connor, you heard the voices of Chris Tragesser and her daughter Caroline, as well as Broden Kiefer, all from Murraysville. More Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.